This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And let's start with some more about the Facebook IPO today, all right? All right, actually, wait. You know what? We're not going to do that because you've heard nothing else for days now. As you know, the Facebook IPO was a mess. So let's do this instead. Ask how all of that actually affects Facebook, the company. Our New York bureau chief, Heidi Moore, has the story.
Wall Street giveth and Wall Street taketh away. This week, the stock market subtracted about $20 billion from the value of Facebook.
So this dissatisfied those who wanted to make a fortune in a few days. Too bad. It doesn't mean it's not a great company.
That's Paul Argenti, a business professor at Dartmouth. He's a bit exasperated with the obsessive postmortems of Facebook's IPO.
The IPO might have been overpriced and they might have been a little greedy. I don't think it's going to stop them from implementing their strategic plan over the longer run.
That plan includes acquisitions like Instagram and figuring out how to make money from smartphone users. Facebook just added $7 billion to its war chest. That can help feed investor appetites. The market always wants more. Higher profits, lower expenses, dominant market share. Every 3 months, or else the stock price gets it. Peter Falvey is an investment banker at Revolution Partners who's advised dozens of companies on going public. He says Facebook's IPO has nothing to do with its business.
The IPO is as much of a parlor game as it is going to be relevant to where they're going to be in the next 3, 5, 10 years.
Remember, investors doubted young Google and young Amazon. Anyway, a wildly successful IPO can also be a curse. Duncan Davidson is a venture capitalist who took a tech company public during the dot-com boom.
We went public at 18. It got to 135 in 3 weeks. Nobody inside of the company was working. They're all checking Yahoo to see what their ticker price was.
Davidson has some advice for Facebook. Don't forget, it's just paper money. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.